How the Brazilian Beetles Got Their Coats. Written by Betty Tatum. Illustrated by Helen K. Davey. Genre. Folk tales are stories or legends from other lands and are handed down from one generation to the next. Where is this story from? Question of the week. What behaviors are unique to different animals? Part 1. In Brazil, beetles have such beautifully colored, hard coats upon their backs that they're often used in rings and necklaces like precious stones. Beetles are some of the most beautiful animals in all of Brazil, but a long time ago these creatures looked very different. They had plain brown coats and nobody noticed them. This is the story of how the Brazilian beetle got a new coat. One day, a little brown beetle was crawling along a farmyard wall when a big gray rat ran out of a hole and saw her. The rat looked scornfully at the little beetle as she moved slowly over the stones. "Ha ha!" he said to the beetle. "How slowly you crawl along, beetle! You'll never get anywhere in the world. You're far too slow. Look at me and see how fast I can run." And the rat ran all the way to the very end of the wall, turned around, and sprinted back again, all in the blink of an eye. "Don't you wish that you could run like that?" he panted, as he scrambled up to where the little brown beetle was still plodding carefully along. She hadn't moved more than a few centimeters since he had left her. "You certainly are a fast runner, and my pace is very modest," replied the little beetle politely. Her mother had taught her always to be polite, and that nice beetles never boast about their accomplishments, so the little brown beetle never told others about the things she could do, and went quietly on her way in the world. Meanwhile, a brilliant green and gold parrot was eating a mango in the tree above them and had heard their conversation. "That boastful rat needs to be taught a lesson," he thought to himself. "So you think you're the fastest runner, do you?" he asked the boastful rat. "I certainly do," smirked the rat, pulling his long black whiskers. "I think you'll find there's no animal in the jungle that's faster than me." "Is that so, rat?" replied the clever parrot. "Well, how would you like to run a proper race with Beetle? I live next door to the tailor bird," he added. "And just to make the race more interesting, I'll ask him to make a beautiful new coat as the prize for the one who wins the race. You can choose any color you like, and I'll have it made specially to fit you. Tailor Bird is a great artist, you know, and everything he makes is of the very finest quality." The rat looked down at his drab gray fur and imagined how he would look in a brand new golden coat with beautiful black marks like a jaguar's. How the other animals would stare! How they would admire! How they would look up to him! Perhaps they would even ask him to become king of the forest. Down on the warm stones, the little brown beetle sat listening with shining eyes. "I'd like a beautiful, bright new coat too," she whispered. "A wonderful coat like yours, parrot. Full of sunshine and sparkles." The parrot smiled down at her and shook out his beautiful golden wings and fanned his brilliant emerald tail. But the big gray rat laughed long and loud until his whiskers shook. "Why, you talk as if you thought you had a chance to win the race with me, Beetle," he spluttered. "What a joke!" The parrot consulted with the armadillo, the capybara, and the tapir, and they decided the route for the race. They would start at the farmer's pigsty, run around the pond thatch, go through the valley, avoiding the jaguar's property, and finish at the palm tree above the gully. The other animals gathered round in great excitement to watch as the rat and the beetle got ready at the starting line. They made such a lot of noise, squeaking and squawking, and chirping and cawing, that the farmer, who was planting manioc, and his wife, who was cooking rice and beans, and their three black-haired daughters, who were picking papaya, came rushing to the pigsty to see what on earth was going on. There they saw the most curious band of animals. Tapirs and peccaries, foxes and parrots, capybaras and otters, armadillos and marmosets, all shouting with excitement. Meanwhile, the rat was parading back and forth in front of the crowd, stretching his legs and flexing his running muscles, showing off his long, supple tail. The little brown beetle, however, sat in the dust chewing slowly and thoughtfully on a piece of twig. The otter and the capybara were arguing about who should start the race. But the parrot pointed out that, as the race was his idea, he should give the signal. He flew up to the branch of a big tree and told Rat and Beetle to get ready. All the animals held their breath as the two competitors stepped up to the line the python had drawn in the sand. Then the parrot shouted, "Go!" And off they went. As the race raced ahead, the parrot flew up and away on his colorful wings, over the tops of the forest trees, to wait for the runners in the tall palm tree at the finishing line above the gully. The gray rat streaked on, running as fast as he could. He sped past the pond where the frogs hopped out of the rustling reeds and croaked to cheer him on. He streaked past the river where the alligators turned their scaly heads in the cool, muddy water to watch him run. He bolted through the shadowy forest where the woolly sloths, dangling from the branches, opened their sleepy eyes to watch him speed by. After a while, the rat began to feel quite tired. "What's the use of hurrying?" he said to himself. "The little brown beetle can't possibly beat me. She's so slow and stupid. In this race, I've got all the time in the world." And he tried to slow down and catch his breath and take it easy. But every time he did, his proud rat's heart told him, "Hurry up! Hurry up! Show them all how fast you are!" And so he hurried on just as fast as he could, panting and puffing. At last, in the distance, he saw the palm tree at the top of the gully and began to climb towards it. "Hey, everyone, I'm here!" he shouted triumphantly. The words, "Here! Here!" echoed back at him as he pushed on up the steep bank, but no one replied. The hot sun beat down on his furry back, and the dust stung his nose and eyes. But the rat ran on, imagining the cheers when he reached the finishing line. But when he finally arrived at the palm tree, he could hardly believe his eyes. No one was there but the little brown beetle sitting quietly beside the green and gold parrot in the sunshine. The big gray rat had never been so surprised in all his life. But, he spluttered. "How did you manage to run fast enough to get here before me, Beetle?" he asked as soon as he got his breath back. The little brown beetle smiled, shook herself, and slowly opened a pair of tiny brown wings from her sides. "Nobody said anything about having to run to win the race, Rat," she replied, "so I decided to use my little wings and fly here instead." The rat's mouth fell open in amazement. "But I didn't know you could fly, Beetle," he gasped. "Nobody told me. That's not fair." "Oh, but it is fair, Rat," said the wise old parrot. "Beetle has used her hidden talent to win the race, and I'm afraid she has outsmarted you. You forgot to agree to any rules because you were so sure you would win. You looked at the little brown beetle and saw only the outside. You didn't stop to find out anything else about her. After this, I hope you will learn not to judge others by their appearance alone. And remember, Rat," he added, "you never can tell where in this life you may find hidden wings. Beetle has surprised you and shown you how clever she really is in spite of slow pace and her plain appearance. I'm afraid you have lost the prize." Then the tailor bird turned to the little brown beetle, who was waiting quietly nearby. "What color would you like your new coat to be?" he asked kindly. the little brown beetle looked up at the bright green and gold feathers of the parrot by her side, at the green and gold mangoes up in the tree, and at the golden sunset upon the distant green hills of her forest home. "I choose a coat of green and gold," she said happily. And from that day to this, the Brazilian beetle has worn a coat of brilliant green and golden lights flashing upon it. But the jungle rat, among all the wonderfully brightly colored animals and flowers of Brazil, still wears a plain gray coat. Part 2. So for many years, all of the beetles in Brazil were very proud to wear their green and gold coats in memory of their great-great-great-great-grandmother. That first little brown beetle who had raced the big gray rat and outsmarted him and won her special prize from the tailor bird. But after a time, a little beetle who lived in the branches of a great mango tree grew discontented with her coat of green and gold. Every day she climbed the gray trunk of the tree and sat on the topmost branch among the green and gold mangoes. She looked up at the blue, blue sky above her head, and then she looked over at the blue, blue sea that she could just see on the far horizon, and the color made her heart sing. She wished with all her heart that her own coat could be such a beautiful, happy blue. The little beetle longed and longed for a sky blue coat, and she talked about it to anyone that would listen. In fact, she talked about it so much and was so unhappy with the coat she was born with that finally her mother decided to take her to visit the parrot who lived next to the tailor bird, the maker of wonderful coats. The parrot was now very old and very wise, and he would surely know what they should do. The parrot listened carefully to the unhappy beetle, and then he thought long and hard. Finally, he said, "You may change your green coat for a blue one, little beetle, but if you change it, you will have to give up something precious in return." "Oh, I'll gladly give up anything, Mr. Parrot, if only I could have a lovely blue coat instead of this old green one that all the beetles have," insisted the discontented beetle. So the parrot asked the tailor bird to make a special new coat for the little beetle, and he immediately set to work. He sewed all day and he sewed all night, and in the morning he had made a perfect coat of beautiful bright blue. It shone like a Brazilian sky above the top of the forest, and it had a silvery white lights upon it, like the light of the first stars of the evening. The little beetle was enchanted and immediately put it on. But when the coat was upon her back, she discovered something strange. The new coat was not a hard shell that protected her soft body, like her old green one. This coat was soft and thin, and didn't protect her at all. And from the moment that the little beetle put on her new blue coat, she found that she never grew again. She remained small and soft, and had to clutch to the tree branches and hide among the coiled leaves of the mango trees so that other animals of the forest wouldn't eat her. From that day to this, in Brazil, blue beetles' coats have not been hard and firm like those of their cousins, the green and gold beetles, and blue beetles have always been smaller. But all of these Brazilian beetles are very beautiful, and when the Brazilian people decided to make a flag for their country, they looked at these lovely insects and took their colors for it. The square of green in the flag of Brazil is the color of the green beetle's coat. And inside this square is a diamond of gold, like the golden lights which play upon the green beetle's back. Within this diamond is a circle of blue, the beautiful color of the little blue beetle's coat. And upon it are stars of silvery white, like the silvery white lights that shone upon the back of the first blue beetle.